Welcome to your five for today. Every day we are confronted on television, the radio, on the internet with offers that companies want us to believe are too good to miss. They offer us what they want us to believe are amazing products at the lowest prices imaginable. Yet, we all know that some of the things we buy we can be very disappointed with. And often we feel that we've paid too much. We just can't trust these people. Their objective is to make money, even though some traders are more scrupulous than others. There will have been times when we have obtained a good deal, maybe a holiday that we really enjoyed and managed to pay only a fraction of the cost. It might have been an item that we really needed that had been sold off cheaply, but the holiday has passed and the item may well have worn out and the purchase is resigned just to a story that we're able to tell about a bargain. A widow stood in the courtroom of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission in South Africa. Standing in that courtroom was Officer Van der Brock, who had tortured and killed both her husband and her son. The judge asked the grieving woman, "How should justice be done to this man who so brutally destroyed your family?" What would we have said? What would be the deal that we would see as fair? Slowly she began to speak. The deal that she asked for was astounding. Although she asked to be taken to the place where the deaths occurred, she turned to Officer Van der Brock and in a wavering voice asked him to visit her twice a month. The atmosphere in the courtroom changed. Each person was silent, but their minds were full of questions. Why the visits? The widow continued, "I want you to visit so that I can be a mother to you and share my love." Gasps were heard throughout the court. Why such forgiveness to a man who had cruelly murdered her husband and son? The answer came with her final request. She asked to hug him so that he would know that God had forgiven him through Jesus Christ. There was another moment of shocked silence, soon to be shattered by tuneful voices of those who were moved to react with a rousing chorus of amazing grace. Overcome with emotion, Officer Van der Brock fainted. The widow was only reflecting God's attitude towards us. God gave us his Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Saviour, if you'll put your trust in him. What did man do to the Saviour? It was always God's plan for him to go to the cross. He was delivered by the determinate purpose and foreknowledge of God. But man's part was that, with wicked and lawless hands, he had been crucified and put to death. So if mankind was in the court of God, mankind would be accused of putting Jesus Christ, God's Son, to death with wicked hands. Yet God says, "I'll forgive you. I really will. When you confess that you're a guilty sinner, I will immediately forgive you." That would be amazing, but it's true. We know forgiveness as soon as we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The widow was offering what God was offering, forgiveness. Yet she wanted to love the officer as a son. This reflected God's love also, because even though we're guilty of the rejection of God's Son, through faith in Jesus Christ, we embrace a love that is hard to describe, because God wants us to be his adopted children. The Bible puts it like this, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God." Instead of punishment, God wants us to share the joy and abundance of heaven with him forever. For many in the court that day, the act that was probably most poignant was that she wanted to hug her husband and son's murderer. God metaphorically holds out his arms to embrace us with an even greater love. What do we do? Keep rejecting God's love? Not know his forgiveness? Or alternatively, through faith, know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. Thank you for listening.